meeting.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed of the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season.
I'm gonna show that.
We spent a lot of time on that.
Now, here to talk shop is Christina Acra and the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. We are back on Shop Talk. It's 2010. It's the first time this year we've all been together, and we have our producer back. We miss Brian, but DJ JD is
so
back in the house.
Didn't miss me, is what you're saying?
We did miss you.
No.
We missed you.
No.
We did. I swear.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're back. Happy New Year. How was everybody's New Year? Good?
So far.
Hawkeyes win.
Hawkeyes win. We'll get to that. He's
it's
rocking
great New
his
Year.
Iowa sweatshirt over here, everybody. If you didn't know, Jeff is an alumni of the Hawkeyes, Iowa, and his team took the
Orange
Bowl
to the house. I think we
heard
that once or twice, right?
I think so.
Well, we're going to reiterate it again just because his team won last night. So
that's
we're
right.
going to give a round of applause
props.
To the Hawkeyes.
Thank you. Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, there was a discussion in our office this week about who cares about bowl games because they're exhibition
Gentlemen!
Games. You don't get anything for it. You know, the whole spiel. But if you're a beloved college football fan and your team is in a bowl game, I think there's a totally different perspective of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is the first BCS game that Iowa's won since, like, the 50s, if they even call them BCS games back then. So it was a very important win for them. Great for the organization, the program itself, you know. So we're hoping for bigger and better things next year.
I just think it's different for people that grow up here and go to college here because college sports just isn't...
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
It
it's
doesn't
huge
have the allure that it does in other places.
Exactly.
I was talking to someone about that the other day, that you wish a BC or some other school here would... I mean, there's times where it has been. Remember when UMass was good at basketball a few years back when they went to the Final Eight or Final Four or whatever. You knew all those players, Lou Rowe and Edgar Padilla. You knew the names of the players. When's the last time you knew any of the college basketball players?
Yeah, and then there's the argument that they should have a playoff system like college basketball where there's pools and money and fun and March Madness. So, you know, college I think would be a little bit more exciting if there was something as far as a playoff system where you stay in the game. But I don't know. I like the bowl games. They might be a little overrated, but I guess it's a totally different perspective. Like you said, if you're a fan of the games and the college sports, you know. But, so congratulations. Did you celebrate? You playing hurt today?
Yeah, I was a little sluggish this morning. A little sluggish this morning.
Does the day end in Y?
We're going streaking!
Uh-oh, is that what you guys did?
Pull it up again.
It was close.
Where did you watch the game? Were you at home? Or?
I was at an establishment.
At an establishment, yep. Okay. Good.
Widescreen TVs and liquid libations.
Was it CBS scene?
No. It was down at my friend's house in his area.
Are there any fellow Iowa grads that you know up here or that you're with up here to watch? No. So they were just kind of like bandwagon fans.
Somebody came up to me in the bar and said, "Are you like the only Iowa fan in an 800-mile radius?" I said, "Probably."
Yeah.
Good. Well, I think you're forgetting someone.
Who?
Oh, I know. He's here.
Staff.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah. Andre Tippett.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tip.
Yeah.
Any players on the team right now from Iowa?
No, but we have a coaching assistant, Brian Ferentz, whose father is the head coach of Iowa, Kirk Ferentz.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
That's like our only
probably
two.
Probably should have known.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew the head coach, but is he first year this year? No.
Kirk?
Yeah.
No, he's been there about 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. Okay,
yeah.
I'm thinking of the wrong... Never mind, wrong coach. Anyway, what was I just lost track of thought.
Iowa.
Iowa Hawkeyes. The Orange Bowl. Oh, tomorrow night, that's what I was going to say, CBS scene, you can watch the national championship game here with an Alabama alum, John Hanna.
John Hanna, yeah.
That's right.
John Hanna and I have definitely had discussions about Alabama and Florida, but he's going to be watching the game at CBS scene, so if anybody wants to go watch, it'd definitely be interesting. Big game out in Pasadena.
He'll be pretty passionate about it, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. But anyway, good new year for everybody. Good Thursday night.
Yeah.
Back to work Friday. I was at work Friday. Thank you very much. So,
same
was
here.
Anybody else there?
I was.
You guys were here too.
Yeah.
You guys don't shut down, do you? The
no, Friday.
Off.
No.
Right. New Year's Day.
Yeah, New Year's Day.
You worked New Year's Day.
I did.
Well, look at the dedication.
All
look
right.
At the dedication.
Were you counting inventory like us?
No.
Yeah,
no?
Ours was not a festive weekend.
I was producing internet.
Yeah, the other
magic.
Show is called
magic?
Patriots Today, not just Patriots whenever we feel like it. It's Patriots Today.
Oh, thank you, Jason. Yes.
Round of applause.
Nice one.
We
all right.
Stick to our word, and we have Patriots Today on a daily basis. But, Pro Shop doesn't close. You got demands over the weekends.
That's right.
And I hear, according to Twitter, that the Randy Moss masks are back.
Yes.
Yes, they are. I put it online and 5 sold in less than 5 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I hope they last a day.
Yeah.
If you're listening, buy one now.
Because they're going quickly. 5 in 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was like 5 went in the first 5 minutes.
So people must be anticipating, hey, I want to get this mask.
I think you should tweet out right now on the Pro Shop that if you listen to Shop Talk and answer today's question of the day, you will win a Randy Moss mask.
I
think we should do that.
Do it.
Deal.
So we're giving away a Randy Moss mask
today.
Do it,
Jimmy.
There's going to be a ton in the stands on Sunday, huh?
Yeah, the one that good. Ordered, one of the orders was for 3, and that makes me think it's somebody that's planning to, you know,
have a trio
be
of
here.
Mosses.
It was a local order, so I think we'll see a lot of them. Yeah.
All right.
I may wear mine to the game this week.
Might be a little bit of a different scenario. I don't know if Moss is really going to take
right
to the
now.
Jumbo. The jumbo. Who?
Mike is.
Silent Mike in the
it's
corner.
Hard to tell. It's hard to tell.
You said
Mike,
anything?
The mask on. He can't talk.
I don't think Mike brought his A game today.
Just because you have a mask on doesn't mean you can't talk.
I think Jim slipped me something at Pizza Wednesday.
Why are you exhausted?
I slipped him a Mickey.
Everyone's got pink and it's all rainbow colors and wacky.
It's a peyote pizza.
Yeah.
Stay over there. Animal. Whatever you've got, I do not want.
Hallucinating.
What's wrong with you? Come on. Share it.
Give us a nugget. Come on.
His kids lost big over the weekend.
No. I'm trying to figure out how to regroup.
Tell me the kids picked Iowa. Can you tell me that?
What?
Your kids picked
Iowa.
Right?
They did not pick Iowa.
They went with Georgia Tech?
They went with Georgia Tech.
Shut up.
Sorry.
When are they going to learn?
Probably some leg breaker on the way over here to get Mike.
Yeah.
Speaking of leg breaker, someone... apparently, it was a news story today that it was 16 years ago today that Nancy Kerrigan got her leg hit.
Whoa.
16
years? 16 years.
Wow.
That's a long time. That's scary.
That is a long time.
Because I remember that so vividly, I think.
Do you remember the person's name who did it?
Galooly.
Right?
No, Galooly was her boyfriend. Who's the guy who actually hit her?
Oh, I don't
know.
Oh,
the big guy.
His name was Shane Stant.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Don't
know why
that.
I remember that.
Loser.
That's good stuff.
That's kind of mean.
That's not good trivia.
But I know it if
it's. Is that the question of the day?
Jeff Galooly was her boyfriend.
I think we like you better with the mask on, Mike.
Go back to sleep. Go back to your peyote piece.
That's not good.
Is a lot.
That is not good trivia.
What are you talking about? Of course it is. You could, why? Because you couldn't answer it?
No, I just. I guess it's one of those.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's going to be our question of the day.
Yes. I like that.
You're really too stupid to insult.
What was that?
That was very, very deep.
What yeah, Jason's part? Got some new sound bites there, right?
I'm trying to think what part that is.
When they go back to the hotel, and the guy from the office is telling the guy with the beard who roofied them that he was roofied and can't remember, and he goes, oh, yeah, that was a side effect of the roofies. And he goes, you were literally too stupid to insult.
It's a good movie.
Great movie.
I saw that for a second time. Recently, and it definitely was better the second time around.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Have you seen it twice yet?
No.
I haven't seen it once.
You haven't seen it?
Nope.
Oh, too busy watching
it. I don't know who you are.
Now, is it one of those things where is it one of those things where you just, the hype is just too much? You're like, when
no,
it settles
I just,
down,
I,
I'll go see it?
You know what it is? My wife Megan, who I promised I'd mention on the show at least once this year, and since this could be the last show, I should mention
but then
her.
Who's
Hi,
Julie?
My beautiful wife, Megan.
Oh, who's Julie that
Mike
you always
said that
talk
it scared
about?
Me.
You always talk about Julie. Who's
yeah,
that?
Don't, let's not talk about
All right,
Julie.
Go ahead.
So Megan and I, we've been having trouble watching more adult movies now that my oldest son's 12 and stays up later. Because as we get older, we go to bed earlier. He
what
stays
kind
up
of movies?
It shortens the window.
What kind of movies?
You got a soundbite for that?
I said more adult, not adult.
Play the soundbite.
I'm saying anything rated over PG-13.
Okay.
We got you. No, but that makes sense. So that could, that's
yeah, that window
obviously.
Is closing.
Yeah, the window is getting shorter and
it's
shorter.
It's definitely not a movie for a 12-year-old. We'll go ahead and say that. So Well, maybe he wouldn't get some of the
jokes. Yeah, just don't let him see the pictures at the end.
Yeah.
That's true. Right.
Don't ruin it for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't been ruined for you. So many people talk about it. And
I don't really
it.
Listen very well to anybody.
Okay, good. Good to know.
I did see Avatar, though. I went to see that.
Oh, how was that?
Really good.
I wanted to see it. Did you see it 3D or regular?
3D.
Yeah, they said it's the way to go. Where'd you go?
Here, Patriot Place.
Do they actually give you 3D glasses and you sit and watch the whole thing?
You haven't been to a 3D movie recently?
The only 3D things I've ever been to are like Disney World, where they have the theater shows in 3D.
See, because I've
never sat and watched a 3D movie.
A lot of kids' movies are 3D now.
Like interesting.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, that was
3D. ESPN.
Was it really?
Yep.
ESPN is coming out with a 3D network this year.
Yeah, I'm dying to know how that works. How does that work?
Yeah, everybody has to own their own pair of
ESPN glasses.
Jim, you should
go 3D online, PatriotsProShow.com.
No, they're going to start making 3D television, since most people already have HD, so the TV companies were looking for something new to sell.
And if it's filmed that way, you can watch it with the glasses on TV and it looks 3D. Because I got the Journey to the Center of the Earth DVD, and we watched it at home, and you put the glasses on, it still was 3D.
Oh, okay.
But you'd have to sit there. Maybe it's so you don't have to wear the glasses they're making TVs.
Yeah, because I can't imagine having to wear glasses every time you sit and watch TV.
But Avatar was good.
It was good?
You should see it in the theater. It's definitely something you want to see on the big screen.
Yeah, I've been saying, if I do see it, I want to see 3D in the theater, IMAX style, like the whole
it's
nine.
It's long.
How long?
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, I'm going to fall asleep.
It was long.
I won't make it.
And it's a little predictable. The story's a little predictable, but it's something you should see.
It scares me. I won't make
it. It was
that.
Really good. Just drink some of that coffee.
Yeah. I fell asleep in, I think it was one of the Lord of the Rings.
Those are long, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. It's got to be action-packed or
it
I'm
is.
Not going to be
It is
completely...
action-packed. It's better than those, I think. I think, anyway. I'm not as into those as some people are, but I thought it was better than those.
All right. Good to know. Any other movies out recently that are worth seeing?
No. Oh, is anyone? What about the one with the guy from the Ravens?
You got nothing today.
The guy from the Ravens.
Oh, so
Michael Orr, The Blind Side. I heard it's unbelievable. She's up for
fantastic
an Oscar.
Fantastic movie.
Oh, is fantastic.
It better be, because the way they shoved it down our throats. You couldn't turn the really TV on without seeing the commercial. It's getting a little...
She's supposedly unbelievable in it. Sandra Bullock.
Oh, I can't stand her, but I'll watch it.
Why can't you stand her?
I just think she stinks as an actor.
Really?
Yeah.
She was actually really good.
Was she?
Yeah.
See, I'll watch it. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Sherlock Holmes was pretty good.
Really? That's another one I think would be a snoozer for me. Mm.
It was long.
It was long? Yeah, that one.
Looks good.
I don't
though.
Know about that. That's a rental, probably. There's another one I wanted to see. What was it? I forget. There's not many to choose from, but...
Jeff, you're usually the movie guy.
I know. I haven't been to the movies, and I think the last movie I saw was Terminator Salvation
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Me either.
It's like...
Also a good movie.
Number 7.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I just end up seeing all the kids' movies.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. I mean, yeah. I hear they're great.
They are.
Like the meatball one and all that fun stuff.
The meatball.
Speaking of meatball, what'd you guys eat for pizza?
Oh,
today.
We had some good toppings.
Buffalo chicken.
Meatballs?
We did have meatballs.
We sent Levi.
Yeah, know him
Levi,
well.
Levi, the new guy, did he picked up in Rentham Center the other Omega pizza.
Is it the same, like,
pickle? I know it's different.
Yeah, I think it is different.
I like it better.
Yeah, but one of the toppings was steak and cheese pizza.
That was pretty good.
Meatball pizza, sausage pizza.
Buffalo chicken pizza.
There's no traditional, just straight up pizza?
No, we got away from that.
We're loading up on toppings.
Buffalo chicken. I can't do chicken on pizza. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No.
Do you do pineapple?
Yes, I could eat pineapple. Pineapple and ham.
You'll do pineapple, but not chicken.
Yeah, chicken is just no sense. Chicken's like another food group. It's like, I don't know. Chicken belongs.
And ham isn't?
Yeah,
but I don't know.
No, buffalo chicken
ham's
works.
Like pepperoni on a pizza. Like, you know, kind of a... I just don't do chicken on pizza, all right?
But fruit on a pizza?
Fruit on a pizza, yeah. Mm.
Also
it's
a different
the Hawaiian
food group.
Style.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen, just sharing my opinion like everybody
That's
else
right.
loves to do.
I'm not
the fact that we're talking
I'm a
pizza.
Big fan of Hawaiian pizza.
You are a big fan, okay, yeah. I think it's the buffalo chicken that bugs me out. Like,
you gotta try it. You gotta try it at least once.
How about a barbecue pizza? Chicken?
You know, I have had that. The California Pizza Kitchen has a good barbecue chicken, but it's not a... It's just the style of pizza, right? Like, they use barbecue sauce as the sauce. It's not like marinara sauce. Okay, so is that what you guys had? Buffalo chicken with
buffalo
just cheese?
Sauce.
Buffalo sauce. Okay, that makes more sense.
Blue cheese?
Blue cheese? Mm.
No, we've had it.
That would be good.
This one didn't do it.
Tavolino does
I could
it
do that.
Some places do.
Man, this is good talk.
You're making me hungry.
I love it.
There's some pizza on the table.
This is good talk.
Mike's favorite episode of
Mike's
Shock
taking
Talk.
Notes.
Make some notes. Ask Make for some... blue cheese.
So what was the discussion?
Actually, we were recapping 2010. We were, what are we?
2009.
I'm sorry, 2009. That would be a problem.
Where are you
What did
right
we go
now?
Over, though?
Laugh, I know.
I'm a little slow today.
You are. Just oh, hopped up on
down.
Cold medicine or something over there.
It is.
What most embarrassing moments? Was that one?
No, it was a, kind of the funniest moments. But we ended up talking about what commercials from the past decade really stuck out. Ad campaign like Bud Light.
Yep.
Had that whole series of funny ones and
ESPN commercials.
ESPN commercials.
Yeah. You know,
I'm into nuggets, y'all.
That,
I'm into
there you
nuggets,
go.
Y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all.
I don't know if that was an annoying one.
Yeah,
or
I wouldn't put that
in
my favorite.
I like that commercial.
Oh, it's a good topic. Now I'm going to sit here and
but
think.
But it was tricky. It was, yeah, the Southwest Airlines.
Wanna get away.
Yeah.
That whole campaign. So that
Brilliant.
Was.
When did the Geico Gecko come out? Was that 2009?
See, the little guy's good.
No, they've been out a couple of years, I think. The
some, of some of the Caveman commercials have been okay.
Yeah.
It got a little boring, but
I don't like
the
Caveman. Yeah.
It doesn't. I mean, you remember.
But they have other ones other than
the
Caveman.
I like the Geico one where the guy wants to do the thing where you fall backwards
and he's
you catch
like,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I love a little Gecko. I like the one where the song Forever Young and he's like swinging in a field with someone. Jay-Z redid that song recently. It's a good song. I was like, wow, Jay-Z, Geico, Gecko. That's a weird, weird combination there.
Yep.
So I don't know. What else? That, you know, we just kind of made fun of each other for 30 minutes.
That's standard, standard practice.
Yeah, last year's Super Bowl and the ones that launched then and like continued through the year.
Right.
Was there anything that...
Actually, I haven't heard any buzz on... Usually right about now you start hearing about Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, it's kind of too soon.
Haven't.
Oh, no.
I like that one, too.
Oh,
I love that commercial.
That one is stuck in my head. Give me that fish.
What if it was
you
hanging up on this
wall?
Sing it,
Jim.
Oh,
sing it.
I don't want to ruin it.
That's
a great commercial.
That is not good.
It's great. I love that commercial.
You
it's
actually...
so bad, it's good. That's what it is. It's so strange.
It's so
the two guys are weird, and the fish is weird. These are not people you want stopping by your garage. You know what I'm saying?
It's freaky. It's disturbing.
It is, and that's why I like it.
Can you buy those fish that sing?
Yeah.
That come
oh,
off
yeah.
those little, you press the button and it sings to you?
Not good.
That is freaky.
It's a great commercial.
The Coke Zero where it's, you know, Coke Zero's for guys and they, everything, they're doing stuff to really hurt the guy. Like the guy touches, electrocutes himself and gets thrown.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That's very recent, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one, yeah. Oh, man.
It's
I'm
tough.
Think
it's
about
tough
this.
To think back and like
yeah,
what
it
commercials
is.
Were in 2002. So
I'm going to be quiet for a second and start thinking.
The big corporations aren't doing a good
Take
job
over,
of
Mike.
Making these stick in our head.
Okay.
We need better commercials.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we'll do. So what else?
He's making notes again.
He's making big
commercials.
What is with the notes? And where are you going to send those?
Yeah, and what you
We're
going to
debut them right
Madison,
here.
Dear Madison Avenue.
When you're in
step
here,
it up.
You don't even use the notes that you have on your paper.
It's all
just in your head
in
right
head.
Now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went over at lunch. We went over your, how many times your favorite number. Everyone has a favorite number.
Yeah.
Some you'd be surprised how many people have changed so many times over their life. Like Levi had like... Six changes.
He had like seven
Did
different favorite
sports?
Numbers.
Is that why?
I don't think we got any explanation why.
We didn't. He just kept going.
It was 10, then it was 5, then it was some other random.
20, it's 27 now is his favorite number.
Right, which
it's 27.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
I have
you
no
stick
idea.
Stick with one, don't you?
Yeah, most people stick with one.
I've been 8 forever.
Yeah.
Me too.
Really?
We have the same
birthdays.
We have the same
birthdays.
Yeah, birthdays.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the first sport I ever played. That was my number.
Because it was your birthday.
I guess. I don't know if it was a coincidence or if I asked for it, but. I just remember that, and it's always been my favorite number.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I graduated in 88, so I get the double eights.
Eight's your number.
Nice. So, yeah, 8.
Wow, that's solid.
Yeah.
That was it. That was it, and then we...
Then we found out that Andrew's birthday is 7777.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait.
The guy that works for me. We'll bring him in one of these shows.
7777? Yeah. I wonder what his number is.
I think it's 7.
Hmm. 6. He didn't say 7, I don't think.
He said 624 was his favorite number.
8.
624.
8.
Are you serious? No. Oh. I was like, what?
Yeah, we'll bring him in here. He's a character. We'll get him in here one of these shows.
We did Super Bowl picks.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Let's hear him.
With scores.
And money?
No.
No.
We should do money.
Mike's kids weren't invited.
Yeah. We only bet when Mike's kids come to lunch.
So who'd you pick? Can you say?
Yeah, it's public knowledge now.
Yeah, you could say. Come on.
Levi picked the Eagles.
Philly boy.
Well, you okay. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, I think I know I was one of them. A lot of us picked San Diego, Philly.
A lot of San Diegos, yeah.
Oh,
there you
God.
Go.
It's the worst song out.
It's like roller disco.
Yeah, it
is.
Really is.
Which had its place, but it's long gone now.
There's...
That's a good one. That's a better one.
Who said that?
It's Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
I love how I always have to ask what the bite is that you play. I'm like, what was that? Do it again.
What is San Diego?
By the time the show's done next year, we'll have you up to speed.
Thank you.
San Diego.
Thank you. I'm really staying with it. So
it would be nice to see another Pats Philly or even a Pats. One of the guys, I think Rick took Pats Green Bay.
Yes.
Which I would love. That'd be great.
So we could avenge the loss.
Avenge the 96 Super Bowl loss.
I thought Pats Cowboys would be fun just because it's.
Yeah, a lot of people getting on the Cowboys bandwagon. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but it would be interesting, you know, to America's teams.
I have New Orleans beating San Diego.
That's a good bet.
You went all out.
Yeah.
Well. So who has, you have, would you say Philly?
I'll win.
San Diego over Philly.
San Diego over Philly in the Super Bowl. You had?
I think I had San Diego over Minnesota.
Okay. A lot of San Diego, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough.
I could see them losing, though.
Ryan in the pro shop picked Arizona over Baltimore.
He did.
3-0 wasn't the score? You said?
Arizona.
Mike
over
filled in
Baltimore.
His pick and he had an Arizona Jets.
Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore. First time you had Jets.
Some people are saying the Jets have a good shot.
No one talks about Arizona, by the way.
They're going nowhere.
I mean,
they
nobody.
They went last year.
Yeah,
geez.
That's why they're not going this year.
That's why they're not. It only happens once.
That's right. The whole world could come to an end if that happened twice. It's a sign of the apocalypse.
Alrighty, so we're going to take a quick break. Send us your emails, webradio@patriots.com. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter.
We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
You gone?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services NA, Bank of America NA, member PIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
The Patriots are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and you can too at the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop is the place to find all the official 50th season merchandise. Everything from the 1963 jerseys the players are wearing this season to polos, sweatshirts, and hats featuring the original Pat Patriot logo. The Patriots Pro Shop has the widest selection of Patriots merchandise, including many 50th season items that you won't find anywhere else. Located next to Gillette Stadium at Patriot Place, the Patriots Pro Shop is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. or 24 hours a day at PatriotsProShop.com. And if you order from PatriotsProShop.com, we'll ship your order for just $5. You'll know it's authentic when you order from PatriotsProShop.com because your item is being shipped from Gillette Stadium. Celebrate 50 years of Patriots football at the Patriots Pro Shop. If you were any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. but only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Thank you for playing that song, Jason, because I have San Diego Superchargers stuck in my head. Thank you.
You said this was your favorite.
I like this one, so let's keep this one going.
Give me back that filet of fish.
Aww.
Give me that fish.
All right, 1, 2, 3, everybody sing their favorite song right now. We're back, and we have our question of the day ready for you. If you call in the next half hour at 508-543-7482, you can win a Randy Moss mask. The scary looking thing that's very real. That is like the.
It's the hottest item right now.
It's the hottest item right now. They have them in the pro shop, and you can get one for free. They're going quickly, too.
That's true.
But the question of the day, Jim, I'm going to hand it over to you because you know the actual answer. Just don't say it.
Who is the. Is it the anniversary? Is that what you said?
Yes,
16 years ago.
Year anniversary.
The 16th anniversary of Nancy Kerrigan's, you know.
Incident.
Unfortunate incident. Who was the person who actually performed the heinous.
The assault to the knee.
The assault.
The hit and run.
Why?
That.
Not her boyfriend's name, not the big goofy guy's name, the guy who actually hit her with the...
If I got hit, I would not be yelling, why? It'd be some other...
Well, you have to think about...
Explicate.
Oh, I know.
She was training. She was at an Olympic practice, right?
Yeah.
It was on the Cape, actually.
Was it?
It was at her training center where she trained on Cape Cod.
But it was in preparation for the Olympics.
Yes.
And
it was shortly before, obviously.
Right, right. And, we see Hawkeye's highlights on the...
Thanks for pointing over there
and
making everyone look.
Jeff is gone. We just lost Jeff. Yeah. Hawkeyes.
We have
on
to turn
the
these TVs off, Jeff. Is that what we need
don't
to do?
Don't make me turn the television
all right.
off.
I'm focused. I'm focused.
Anyway, yeah. So that's...
Don't make me turn that off.
It's okay because I'm being completely entertained by the Fox News, the bear falling out of the tree under the trampoline. That
I
might
need,
be the
I
funniest thing
that.
I've seen all month.
He's just like a bowl of jelly when he hits that, right? He just
I was like, limbless. Well, I saw yeah. it happen, and I'm like, that's
lifeless.
Not what I just saw. And then it just they replayed it, and it was awesome. But anyway. So the question of the day.
Question of the day is, what is the guy's name who performed that
hit and run?
Hit and run
on Nancy Kerrigan 16 years ago. 16 years
16
ago.
Years.
Where were you when Nancy Kerrigan got knocked out?
What year would that be?
Do the math.
It's 2010.
I'm not good at numbers.
Do the math.
16 years ago.
94.
It is 2010. So
94.
1994.
94.
That's it.
And where were the Winter Olympics that year?
Ooh.
Nagano.
Lillehammer.
Lillehammer. Yeah. That's
oh, way to go, Jason.
Whoa.
I'm a big fan
speaking
of the
winner.
Look at you with your fun wow. facts.
We have a Jason on the phone with the answer already. Oh, fantastic.
Right.
Jason, where are you from?
I'm from Wales, Massachusetts,
Wales.
Up here in the hills.
Okay, I wasn't sure how to pronounce that because it's never it's never
there.
What it looks like
well,
up here.
We ship there.
We ship there. All right, do you have an answer for our question?
I do. I believe it was Sean Shant.
Sean?
Ooh, you're so close.
So what? Close.
Shant? Sean Shant.
Is that the last name? We'll give it to him if it's the last name.
It's not quite right.
Not quite right? We go to the judge on this one, the producer.
I think we should give it to you.
We'll give it to him? Close enough? All right.
Shane Stant.
It's Shane Stant, but Sean Shant.
Just admit
like a tongue twister.
Just admit you have a speech impediment, and we'll call you the winner.
Susie Fell Feefell.
Is that fair? We'll do that.
All right. That's awesome. Well, you are now the proud owner of a Randy Moss scary mask. Have you seen one of these things before?
I'll wear it on Sunday, that's for sure.
Oh, you're going to be at the game.
No, I won't be at the game.
But wherever you
want.
Okay, you'll be in your living room with a mask on. That's fantastic. Take some pictures. Send them in.
Jim often wears it in his living room.
I have to admit I do.
Mike walked in today with one on for no apparent reason.
I've worn it here at my desk.
All right. Well, enjoy it. And give Jason your information on the phone, the other Jason.
All right.
Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Wales Mass.
No idea.
You guys don't know where that is?
I absolutely don't.
No.
Come on.
It's Western Mass.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, as soon as you don't hear it, you know it's Western Mass. At least that's what you say.
Yeah, because I just want to make sure it wasn't like Wallace or something, because nothing looks like everything is said differently than what it looks like.
Yeah,
like
all I know is Patriots Pro Shop.
Like Worcester?
Ships to Wales.
Worcester. Oh, yeah. I mean, that right when I learned that wasn't that. Worcester wasn't that.
Well said.
Yeah.
Yes, I got you.
I stopped saying cities until someone told me how to say them. I was like, okay, I'm comfortable saying that now. Anyway, yeah, good. So he's got a mask. That was quick.
It was.
Great.
All right.
We got another 30
Excellent.
Minutes to go.
Yeah.
He must follow
another
the pro
one.
He must follow the Pro Shop on Twitter. We have something
good.
Else to give away, right? We'll
we
do
can.
Another question.
Yeah, sure.
Let's do it.
Do we want to do it? Are we daring today?
Tonya Harding's husband's name was.
Oh, let's jump into the game a little bit or something.
Let's talk product first. That way. We've got some new stuff. The second prize that we'd be giving away is an AFC championship shirt.
East Division championship shirt.
East Division championship shirt.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Christina.
What did I say? Oh, I'm AFC sorry. Champion. I'm sorry. I apologize. East Division. My
Division
bad.
Division first.
I'm
just, maybe you know something.
Did you know that I have ESP? Yeah.
That's
so,
amazing.
Sorry.
ESPN?
ESPN, yeah.
We should
like
mention
ESPN
that,
or something.
That we have the T-shirt and we also have a hat. We're giving away the T-shirt. The hats are almost gone.
The hat we gave away last week.
Yeah, and they're almost gone. Whatever you see online or in the store is probably
probably the end of it.
There'll be very little more, if any.
All right.
So if you want one and you haven't bought one, we encourage you to buy it now.
Now's the time to get it.
And not email us next week mad that we don't have it anymore.
Why don't you people know, your listeners and shoppers?
We got as many as we possibly could get.
Where can they get those hats, Jim?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank you.
Open 24/7 for your shopping needs.
Fabulous. We ship there. What's going on in the store as far as this weekend?
A lot of buzz in the store this week.
Buzz?
People kind of...
We like buzz.
Kind of in this little pocket of just waiting it out. Even though it's still a week between games,
it seems longer.
Yeah. There's nothing really... I mean, thank God there's bowl games, but people are just... You can't get here fast enough.
People are just like antsy, like running around the pro shop. Yep. Like, what do I do with myself?
Right, yeah.
They just stand and watch the
just
video screens.
Just trying on different jerseys. No, but people are kind of gearing up. You can start feeling that vibe, picking up that playoff vibe, at least from a retail point of view, where people start buying and building, and they're getting that, we call it the, what does Jim call it, the home gaming stuff, the tailgating stuff for at home.
Yep.
For your home party, playoff party.
Yep.
So, so that whole thing. Uh-oh, Jim's getting pulled. That whole thing is building slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So if they win this week, you'll see it online and in the store. It'll take off.
Yeah, it does seem like forever in between the last time they played here.
I know.
And just the season ending.
Yeah, because the last game was just kind of fizzled out.
And also, with the whole Wes Welker thing, it's kind of like,
there
was a lot to get through before they could even say, as far as the team's perspective, I think, before they can even turn around and say, wow, we're in the playoffs and this is who we're playing and let's focus on that. But, Brady talked today. Wednesday is his day to talk. And we
have Edelman jerseys, by the way.
Edelman jerseys, yep. Really?
Yep. We do have them.
Get your Edelman jerseys, number 11.
And we did not just get them because of the injury. We had them prior to it.
We got them about a month ago, I think.
Nice.
So
okay.
I may have to reorder them tomorrow.
People have been,
rooting
for season.
Edelman,
so it's kind of ironic that.
Yeah,
yep.
Well, it's all happened. Belichick said today what the progress the kids made considering
last
year.
Nice little player.
This time, I don't think you can use those right now.
He was talking about Julian.
Okay. I feel bad for Wes, okay? Anyway.
Speaking of Wes, I have a bunch of autograph memorabilia from Wes.
Cool.
That will be available in the Pro Shop and on Jim's website. What's the name?
PatriotsProShop.com.
Thank you. So in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll have those ready for you.
Nice.
All right. Edelman jerseys we're just discussing are in and
Edelman.
Have been in. So he will be seen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
On the field this weekend, what else is going on?
We have a couple of products that are game-specific for the playoff game. We're going to have a knit hat.
Uh-huh.
It's got the date on it. It says AFC Playoffs. It's going to have the Ravens and the Patriots logo on it.
That's interesting.
We're going to have a dueling pin.
Right.
Game-specific pin that'll be in, and a dueling T-shirt.
That's awesome.
So they should be in. Because we didn't know the opponent until late Sunday night, it's going to take a few days to get the products in. But we should have it in the next
before
day
the game
or
after the game?
It will definitely be in before the game. No 2 to 3 weeks on this one.
Is it like a...
At least that's what Flanders tells me.
Wild card weekend kind of stuff? Okay.
Yep.
Cool. That's awesome. On that note, what was I just going to say? Why do I keep losing my... We have an email. That's why. I can't do 10 things at once, clearly. Let me read.
Talk amongst yourselves. Get one of those.
You going to do the coffee talk thing, Jim?
Yeah, do the coffee talk.
Give you a topic to discuss.
Yeah.
The Industrial Revolution was neither industrial nor a revolution.
Discuss.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the mic again after that one.
He made me do it. I was given no choice.
Patriot-specific stuff coming out just for this weekend. Patriots-Ravens, and it's going to be freezing, unfortunately. I think it might be one of the coldest temps predicted for our weekend home game here, which makes sense because it's the latest, in the season. But what?
I don't know, not that
low 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
Yeah,
that was
the high of 27 that day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a little breezy. So,
That's not that bad.
It's going to be 20. Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be cold.
What do you have in the, obviously?
We're loaded up. I mean, winter hats, gloves, just be ready.
We got layers,
or don't
too.
Don't be ready.
A lot of layers.
Throwback palm and... hat.
Yep.
Yeah, we should start telling people it's going to be 70
degrees. We have that.
So, it's, you know, the playoff games, it's kind of tricky. I'm glad it's a 1 o'clock game because it allows a lot of people to buy pre- and post-game. Those late games, people tend to, you know, bolt, get out of the parking lots. It's late. They want to, whatever. They got to get home. But the 1 o'clock game is a good tailgating day, good shopping day, especially if they win, obviously.
And it's just going to be cold, right? It's going to be sunny, though?
Yeah, sunny and cold.
Yeah.
All right, so at least you don't have the elements.
That's right.
The snow.
Snow.
Right. What time does the pro shop open on Sunday?
When the lot's open. So it's, what, 8 a.m.?
Oh, okay.
So
9.
All right. For all of those who are going to go shopping that morning, get your wild card shirts.
Yeah. And this is a playoff game, so don't be lazy, people.
What does that mean?
Show up with some Pats gear, you know? Don't be... Oh, it's so cold. I'm just going to wear my old brown winter jacket. Like, put something over it. This is that one time to...
Yeah, we had that discussion about whether we're going to tailgate. One of my friends said, maybe we want to tailgate. And I said, it's the playoffs. Of course
you have
tailgate.
To.
What's wrong with you?
Right. You can't show up in your home stadium not in your team colors.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just
I agree.
Doesn't... I mean...
There's plenty of extra large jerseys out there where you can put them over your coat.
That's right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Wear a hat.
We probably have 20 different winter hats.
Patriots earmuffs.
Yeah,
we have those.
Both new and old logo.
That's right.
Good looking. All right.
Yeah.
You got it all. So, hand warmers?
Working on those.
Yep.
Working on those.
Yep.
We have to go to the expert on that. I agree. Cold is not an excuse to not have logos and gear on. There's way too much stuff out there.
Drives me nuts.
Gloves. We got that. Scarves. We got scarves. Yep.
So that's it. It's now it's a wait and see. We'll be ready. So the fans got to be decked out. And a lot of people have gift cards out there. So
use them.
Use them now.
Don't let them sit around. You'll forget how much you have on there, and then it goes to waste.
Any good items that they could buy with those gift cards?
Yes, a pool table.
You're trying to sell that pool table.
The grills. We got the grills.
You know, we sold a bunch of recently was those the dartboard, the really nice one.
Yeah,
we sold another one today. That's a handful that we've seen go by real quick.
Yeah. That's fun.
Really
the dartboards.
It's like a big wooden, you know, thing that mounts.
It's a
the
complete
wall.
Dart cabinet.
Right.
How much does that go for?
Maybe 150 or something like that. But I mean, it's you know, it's a real wood case. I mean,
That's nice.
It's practically
that's
a piece of furniture.
In a game room.
Yep.
Yeah.
Patriots themed game room.
It's got your Patriot darts.
Can you put, like, the Jets background up there?
You can put
the...
a picture of Rex Ryan on
you
there.
You can put a picture.
Yeah.
But he'd just cry.
He would just cry.
Get him right in the eye.
Oh. Are we giving that shirt away? Did we decide?
Sure.
If someone wants to call in and answer another question.
Do we have a question?
We got 15 minutes. I don't know. Come up with one.
A quick question? Ooh.
This is where we put Mike on the spot, because he'll come up with something unique.
Let's do it.
Come on, Scottsdale. Step up.
Peppercorn.
Let's go, peppercorn.
Have either one of those stuck?
No.
Okay, maybe we should just set up why that happened. What was the? So, tell me the story
again.
I said, Mike,
you're the only person around here that doesn't have a nickname. I go, if you had a nickname, what would it be? You go, without hesitating, he goes, Scottsdale.
the first word that popped in my head.
He goes, or peppercorn. It's just the way his brain works. It's disturbing.
That's odd. That's very odd. And none of them have stuck.
Not even a pause.
No.
Oh, it's unfortunate.
Sorry. Yeah, it's not good. But. We're doing all right. We're doing all right with Mike, my name.
He's so la-la land today. Come up with a question.
No, actually, you did have a nickname that was Mooch.
In college, yeah.
Oh, that's right. We went over that.
Yeah.
Right. So, you remember that. Wow.
What about the question, where did
no idea how.
Jeff's alum?
Where? Oh, what school?
What school, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
I'm just trying to think of something that
you
can
just say who won the Orange Bowl yesterday. That'd be just as good.
Most people probably.
Where did Andre Tippett go to college?
Or where did Andre Tippett go to college?
That's right.
We could honor him. He is an NFL Hall of Famer.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, and you know what? In addition to the shirt, we'll throw in an Andre Tippett Night poster and an Andre Tippett Night Game Day magazine.
Night? What?
I have posters from when they had Andre Tippett Night when he went to the Hall of Fame.
I didn't know what the word night meant on that. Andre Tippett Night?
They had a night here for him.
Like a night?
Andre Tippett Day. Or I think it was an opening night we did. When was that? I think it was a night. Anyway, I have a poster from the Andre Tippett Day game.
Okay.
The game that we honored him at.
And the Game Day magazine from that. I have a couple of those in my office. So we'll include that to make this a prize package.
All right.
I like that.
Yeah, so if you want to call in, 508-543-7482.
Tell us where Andre went to college.
We're on a roll with these gifts, people. What else? This could potentially be...
So if we win, obviously the playoffs will obviously continue, but...
We go to San Diego.
Santiago. Yeah. But then...
And then, as you all predicted, that's it. Because you guys, you fans
I didn't.
Over here predicted
thanks for pointing that out.
San Diego.
No, I think we can win there.
I do. I really
won
do.
Won there before.
Absolutely. Yes. We were underdogs that last time we played them in the playoffs.
That's true.
Troy Brown ripped the ball.
We did that lights out dance at the end.
That's right.
Do it. Let's see it.
No, I can't.
It's not
that.
Good.
It was disturbing.
It's a seizure.
No one wants to see that.
911. Jim's down again.
Jim fell out of the chair. All right. Andrew. Are you there?
I'm here.
From Utah, huh?
Yeah.
What's going on out in Utah?
Just a bunch of cold, man.
It's not much better here.
No.
So we have a wonderful, beautiful East Division t-shirt to give away. Is it long sleeves?
It's a short sleeve.
Short sleeve, okay.
Perfect for the winter.
So what was our question? Andre Tippett's alma mater.
In Jeff.
Well, he actually went to two. He started at Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls,
mm-hmm.
and then went to University of Iowa.
There we go.
Fantastic.
Bonus, people. He knew both schools.
Let's
nice.
Send him. Let's send him, Andre.
I think you just taught these guys.
Let's send him, Andre.
Andre's coming to your house.
We're not shipping Andre.
Coming to Utah. Yeah. That'll
come freight.
Talking about an oversized box fee.
Do you ship to Utah?
We ship there.
Oh, great. We ship there. Thanks for calling, Andrew.
Hey, thank you.
Enjoy
thank
your T-shirt.
Thanks.
All right. Utah in the house. Nice.
Well, he knew both.
This
that's
a good
that's
day,
fantastic.
People. I'm feeling
that's
good. Right. I'm feeling giving.
I love
what
giving
else?
Stuff away.
Yeah.
Let's give away my Nextel. This remote.
Let's give away this box of old
Let's
pizza.
Give away Mike's jacket.
Cornflakes. We got cornflakes.
There's some random stuff in the studio. When the season ends, this needs a like extreme makeover radio
I
studio.
I agree. We need to get a decorator in here. And
yeah.
All these fun things in the pro shop should be up all over these walls.
That's right.
Maybe we should do it up
we,
in
we
here.
Should. We should do the makeover.
Who is anybody creative who could decorate a room and make it
no.
look nice?
I think Mike could.
You got it in
yeah,
you?
I'm
okay.
In. It's in me.
All right, go.
Yep.
It's all
it's
you, man.
Happen.
Write that down. Predict notes.
Writing it down.
Mechanical
extreme
pencil.
Makeover. What are we going to do? Y'all move that
makeover.
What?
Move that.
Golf cart that yeah. we use a lot on the stadium right. grounds.
Move that rolling rack.
Oh, geez. In here.
Think of where but the, I, we could I, put the ghost bears in here.
Oh, ooh. You could do a lot.
You could
here.
Hang them all over the ceiling because
yeah.
the ceiling is
yeah, that needs
not
to
looking
over.
Too good.
Save one moss mask.
Yeah.
We need one of those in here.
Yeah, we should talk about this place.
Definitely.
That
how about
radio.
We talk about something else?
But I was going to say, if we do win this weekend, when the team wins, Jeff and Ken will, I think you guys have already began at least talking about what to order if the all the
if
what-ifs happen.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
That's jinxing. That's
it's
jinx.
Only ordering. That's all. I mean, some teams bring
can
it
you
in.
Can't, I mean.
You gotta talk about it.
You do. You have
end.
To plan
you
ahead.
To.
You guys
you
are behind
to.
The scenes, so you know. We even in
we don't,
production.
We don't physically bring it in. These are all what-if orders.
It's logistically it's all, getting your they, numbers correct.
Yes.
And yeah.
yeah. It's just numbers.
It's all about preparation.
Yeah. So there's a lot that happens, especially
I do not
this time
care
of year.
About the numbers.
So,
I'm not gonna ask.
Yeah, so it all happens very.
Wow.
I got beeped.
Should have happened long ago.
Yeah, it should have.
So we don't even really have an answer on our show and how long, like, we were just saying, this. They said it could be the last show. Are we out when?
Yeah, if the season is. Ends on Sunday, we go into our off-season programming, which is just PFW on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You guys, the playbook, and the already gone away lowdown would take the off season off, unless we get a, you know, we work you guys in for one day a week in the afternoon for an hour.
If there was like a groundswell of support,
yes.
I
mean,
I signed
the petition.
Right
I think there are a couple times a year where it would make sense coming up around the draft.
That's
maybe
true.
Previewing draft
yeah,
merchandise and maybe right. before training camp.
We tend to bring in a lot of stuff for St. Patrick's Day, given the large Irish
Father's
population.
Father's Day, Mother's
Father's Day,
Day
promotions.
Like a once a month
yep.
thing.
We could probably work that.
All right.
Sure. Be our agent, Christina.
Sure. Everybody in Belgium sent an email.
Yes.
Jason's
save
my guy.
Talk.
He's on my team. So this
I'll have
potentially...
all these shows for your demo reel by the end of the week.
Oh, yeah. I really want that.
So, yeah. In the off season, you play
trying
like,
to get hired.
You play like the best of Shop Talk.
Yeah, we can do that on loop.
Yes.
It'll just be the end of the show. Well, that's it for the Shop Talk.
It'll be one of those weekend countdowns, number 10.
Yeah.
Number 10 moment in Shop Talk history.
Mike gets his jacket back.
Eight.
Mike gets blown up.
Eight.
Like Jim the Cop down his shirt.
What?
I did a what?
You don't remember last week.
It's not my fault. Anyway, so this could potentially, obviously it's not going to be because we all have faith that
Absolutely.
They're winning this weekend, and we will be back next weekend to discuss, but it's been a good season. If not.
It has. It was fun.
It's been
we
very
still
fun.
Still have 9 minutes.
I'm not signing off. I'm bringing up another conversation.
It was a smart move on
Giving
your
everybody
part.
Everybody their mic time to, say what needs to be said.
It was a
Mike and I were talking earlier here. About what promos we'd run. Now, like, say, right now on the front page of the Pro Shops website, we have the Division Champ stuff. Like, what do we put up next? We're trying to figure it out. And you know what occurred to me is that we kind of, because it hasn't been a throwback game for a while, we kind of got away from all the 50th anniversary stuff that we have some of still.
That's true.
But when it's gone, it's gone.
Yes, this they're was wearing the 50th, throwback this, was this the weekend. 50th,
no, not this no. weekend.
I don't oh, think, I heard
not,
they were.
In the playoffs? Really?
They can't.
They can't?
No way.
I don't How think do you they know?
Are. Where'd you hear that?
I don't know. Jason, can you confirm that? I eavesdrop a lot,
that'd
so that
great.
Might have been
that was true.
My
that'd be
problem.
Great.
Absolutely.
Maybe I didn't.
But I was just going through
that.
Some of the promos we've done through the year, and I'm thinking, what are we forgetting? And I thought, well, all that 50th anniversary stuff, we don't have a ton of it left,
right.
but some of that stuff has been really popular, like the pom-pom hat, which we have a handful of left.
Right.
The throwback jerseys, the Welker and Brady white ones that everyone went crazy for, that we were able to get some more of.
And the red ones.
We have some more, and all the red ones. But the white ones were... We got such a small number initially. Right. Well, I think a lot of people missed out.
Right.
So I was thinking we go back to promoting some of that stuff just because once it's gone, it's gone.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyone who thought about getting it.
We still got some of the hats with the patches on it, the 50th like anniversary
a,
patch.
Those are like a timeless, kind of a collector's item as opposed to like a dated, you know, a tee or a hat for a specific game.
Normal uniforms.
Yeah.
Normal. Oh, it is normal uniforms. Yep. My bad. I must have misheard.
But it was still the 50th anniversary this season.
Right.
You know, and it was fun having all the throwback games.
Yeah.
And that stuff, people loved it. They ate it up, so.
That's why you'll see red. You'll see red next year.
You'll see red next year?
Replacing the silver.
Yeah, they'll do a throwback. The alternate jersey game. Remember the last few years they wear silver, two games every year?
Every team has a third.
Yeah, yeah. Horrible in silver.
Yeah, they're going back.
They're gone. Silver's gone.
It'll be throwback now.
Our record when we won silver is
Oh, good. So
miserable.
The silver ones are just done, being done. Laid They're to done. Rest.
Yeah, the only game I remember correct. That was great where they wore it was the snow game. That was a yep. silver jersey game.
Wow. So, Dolphins, okay, that happens twice a year?
Once or twice.
Yeah, once or twice.
Whenever they decide.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll be red instead of silver.
Yep.
Right.
Okay.
Do you think you'll have long sleeve polos next year?
Mm.
We're working on it.
You're such a liar.
I am.
You have a long sleeve polo on, Jason.
I know. This one's a couple years old. I wanted a new one, and Mr. Menino didn't come through for me.
Menino, where are you?
Menino. Jesus. But, yeah, so there's a lot to look forward to. In 2010, I'm not going to give away what's coming out.
It is 2010.
Yeah,
no,
we're there,
I'm saying
man.
2010 going forward.
Oh, the
you'll
season?
See in the new line, yeah.
The first week of March, Ken and I will be going to the Dallas Cowboys' new stadium for an NFL show. And they'll be showing us all the new hard lines, we
On
call
that
it.
Giant Jumbotron, they'll be showing you that?
In 3D?
In 3D, yes. So we'll get to see all the new novelty products that'll be available this fall.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, okay. Nice. When's that, March, you said?
First week of March.
First
yeah.
week of March. Yeah, a lot of stuff starts picking up. Like, I mean, we won't even talk about it, but once, you know, the draft and the combine and all that stuff, you guys, it never ends around here as far as preparation and stocking the store, I'm sure.
Yep.
It is.
Yeah.
It's true. It's off-season sometimes busier than the actual season
yeah,
as
isn't
far
that the
as
truth?
Preparation-wise.
You get in such a routine, and then it's like never ends.
Yep.
All right. So you guys will all be here on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Big day.
Big day. In the store?
Yes.
So fans want to come out and
get in
say
there.
What's up?
Please do.
Mike will be in there. Jim, you go to the game.
I
tailgate
go to
you
a
the
lot
whole
of
nine.
Games. I'll be going to this game, yes.
Nice. Yep. All right. Tailgating.
Tailgating.
Just watching with your with your jacket on. Are you going to wear your mask?
I'm thinking about it.
Are you?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Oh, I'm going to have to tell we're going to have to tell the Jumbotron show to get Jim on
I think there'll be a lot of people wearing them the way they're moving right now.
Yeah, it's true. You're going to have a lot of jumbo screen.
So if you see some fool acting stupid, it's not necessarily me.
But well, you know what?
But it probably is.
But it probably is.
It probably is.
I could see you up there doing a good Randy Moss impersonation of splitting
the defense.
I wore it
to a game a couple years ago, and I did my Randy Moss imitation.
I can't wait. I'm looking for you. Mm-hmm. We're getting him on camera, Jason.
I think there'll be a lot of him. It could be a lot of
Section 124. Remember it.
Write it down.
Damn it.
I don't think, unfortunately.
Wow, you get good seats, huh?
Not my normal section.
Liar.
Oh.
I'm usually in the club. I'm sorry.
My seats are normally in 118.
Whoa.
Well, so pardon me.
Same.
Do you drive the Range Rover to the games, too?
Nope.
He's got the fancy hat, like at
the
Derby.
The Bentley.
I don't think that the mask will be all over the place, but I don't foresee Randy Moss partaking in any like back and forth unless it's a blowout in the fourth quarter.
He'll have his business face on.
Yeah, today it's all business on Sunday.
Yep.
So, but the masks will be funny.
Yeah.
Be interesting. Scare the hell out of the Baltimore Ravens.
That's a good idea.
All the players should wear them.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Who's got Moss? He's everywhere.
He's everywhere.
Who's covering Moss? Oh, my God.
He's over there.
I thought you had him.
That would be classic. CBS takes a tight shot of Brady, and he's wearing a Moss mask.
Remember our film, happen. Amigos, Amigos, Amigos?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I don't, he's starting down his movie path.
The hell are you talking about?
I never know it.
The Three Amigos. Where there was Amigos everywhere.
What are you talking about, Willis?
That's a good one.
That is good. That might be the best part is when he opens up the trunk and that guy comes flying out.
I hate Godzilla, too. It's not your fault.
The hangover
it's
again.
The hangover. Yeah. Oh, Jim, you got to see it, man. Come on.
I'm going to make it happen.
He destroys
cities.
You went
and saw Avatar before.
Send your
12-year-old. I took my 12-year-old to Avatar.
Tell your 12-year-old to go out on the town so you can see him and watch a movie.
Okay, that's all. Go out on the town.
Jeff will babysit.
Jeff will babysit.
So Megan and I can watch
so
the
Megan,
hangover.
Yes. Slip a little Benadryl in your kid's juice, and he'll be out for the count early.
Rufalin.
What's the line where he says, why is it called roofies? It should be called flories.
Flories. Or groundies.
That's where you end up, the floor.
Or groundies. How about groundies?
Stuff. Groundies, yeah. I like that. Yeah, you got to see it.
It sounds like my kind of movie.
We'll discuss. We'll be positive and say we're going to be on next week.
Oh, we'll be.
So
yes.
We'll discuss the
positive.
Hangover and further. And any good stuff from Sunday, so...
Yeah.
What else? What are we missing?
We just need good results.
That's it.
Not missing anything? Mm-hmm. Other than get your butts in the Pro Shop on Sunday?
Or PatriotsProShop.com.
PatriotsProShop.com.
Yeah.
Follow Twitter. Always updates on that.
Yep.
Some good stuff.
Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook. I'm on, Facebook. You guys have a Facebook page?
Yes.
Patriot Pro Shop.
You're not a fan?
No, you haven't invited me to be a fan.
I will do that.
Do you control that too?
Yes, I do.
You're the Oz.
That's right. I'm the man behind the curtain.
So powerful.
With a face for radio.
You pull back the curtain, you're like, oh.
If we only had a brain.
I thought it was a bigger God-type thing. It's just Jim.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's the same for all of us. But you got to be happy that you ended up happy. You got to be happy that you had us three on because it only made your... resume look that much better.
I don't know what I would do without you guys.
I mean, you'd be screwed.
I don't think
that's
what
he meant. I could barely get a word.
No, it just made you look better.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
You know, like
they're like, we
got to
find the three most disturbing people.
If you want to look thin, hang
who
out with
fat
people.
Who hardly ever talk.
If you want to look really good on radio, hang out with
I think you
people
guys made me
aren't.
Look dumber from the stuff that's come out of my mouth when no one's talking.
Come on, Mike. Spit the water out.
Oh, whatever. It's been fine. It's not done yet. We got another show next week.
We're playing the what ifs.
No, it's going the good way. We'll be back next week.
Do you need to get that?
Well, the full
show. We get that phone call at 4:58 every week.
It's not like when you're on a date with someone and you want to get out of it. You have someone
call
you at a certain
time.
She's like, I have to do this radio show. With
sorry, I got
to
go.
Will you call me like right at 5?
Bilo, I'll call you later.
On that note, we're signing off. Happy New Year, everybody. We will see you next week here on Shop Talk, hopefully.